want to play an offensive tempo, high tempo game, very offensive. We want to move the puck, use our skill.
It's Braden Watson, nice backhanded pass, top shelf goal by number 9, Jonathan Dangle. That puck came free off a rebound. High slot, a shot set low, is setting it in for the goal. It's number 24, Braden back.
Gets it, got it.
Scores off the post. Wow. Hits the near post and goes in for Hutchinson. Shot and goal on the slap shot from Henry Lockett in from the left point. Makes a move around one, shooter, scores! Whoa. What a move by Hunter Shiffman!
Street seems to be off the charts.
It's awesome, the lines are all rolling. It's a lot of fun here, so we'll keep it going here, get some more wins.
And welcome here on SportsTownChicago.com to Chicago Cougars All Access. Chris Lobosco here with you. And joining me to start off the show is his first goal this weekend against the Decatur Blaze, Brandon Furter. So, Brandon, welcome into the show, and congrats on getting your first goal. I know that for you it's been a long time coming and just building with this team and being a part of it. And you know, you've stepped up in an area where the Cougars have been having a lot of trouble because they've lost so many guys at the defensive spot. So congrats on the good weekend.
Thank you, and thanks for having me. You know, it was a great weekend, and we started off a little slow on the first game against the River Kings, but we stepped our game up in the second game, and we're a national-bound team, and we just said, you know, we got to do what we got to do, and it was crunch time.
Yeah. Yeah, and the nice thing too about the league that you guys play in, none of the teams are that bad for the Decatur Blaze. They're near the bottom, but they're actually, it's important for them that game because they're battling for a spot for the playoffs because 8 teams are making it. So that means they're going to make it to the playoffs and have a chance to maybe do something. They came off of a win off of Ileana, and obviously you guys coming off of that loss. How important was it to make sure to play a good game against the Decatur?
You know, every game is a big game, and even going into playoffs now, you know, even though we sit probably near the top, maybe first place, all these teams are great teams, you know. It just matters who shows up, coming down there and just playing each other's game. So, you know, you saw how we didn't show up on Friday night against River Kings. They took advantage of that, beat up. You know, we could have not shown up against Decatur, and for all we know, we could have lost that game. So it just comes down to the grit and the grind of each game, and putting our heart and soul into it, and that's why we've been winning so many games.
Yeah, and that's always a good thing, too. It seems like you guys are a good bunch. Everybody from top to bottom of the roster, nobody seems to... It just seems like a good group of guys that you guys have just from getting to know most of the guys on the team and getting you guys to come on here on the show and talking to you. We really get to get to know a little bit more about you guys. When you look at it for you as somebody... How long is this your first year in juniors?
No, it's my second. I played when I was about 15 and 16 down back in Virginia. And then I took a year off from juniors and played AAA up in Michigan last year. And then I came back here in Chicago. So,
all right. So, and for you, you're from a market, as Coach Stofers calls it, that's a non-traditional hockey market. Arlington, Virginia is what we've got here for your hometown. Although,
right.
Just making sure, because a couple of the guys, the hometown that they have on here hasn't been their hometown.
I mean, yeah, but that's right. Arlington, Virginia, about 5 minutes from D.C. So
then did you grow up as a fan of the Capitals since you're that close to D.C.?
Actually, no. Unfortunately not. I'm actually a Flyers fan. You know, I follow my dad's side of the family, but Caps are not far behind. I grew up playing in the Kettler Capitals Iceplex, which is the home of the Capitals, for their practice facility, and it's a great place to grow up, and I learned to skate there and everything, so it was just an awesome time.
That is pretty awesome, and unfortunate, like you said, the Flyers have been kind of an up-and-down team as of late for as far as the NHL goes. Just thinking about back in 2010, they were a team in the Stanley Cup, and now they've kind of faded since then, but that's not a place that's far away though either from where you are either, so it's not a bad place, and to have your loyalties lie a very tough crowd whenever you go to Philly.
Yeah, very tough crowd. I mean, you come across some Philly fans and you're not gonna have a pleasant time.
That's really cool, though. It's always fun to see like where guys are from and really get to know you guys outside of the rink. But let's get back to the rink a little bit more for you as somebody who's developing. And like you said, this is only your second year, and you started out in juniors at a really young age because, like you said, you're 97 too, which puts you on the lower the younger end for this Cougars team. How has that been when you look at it? It's a good mix, I think, of younger and older guys on the Cougars. How has that helped you develop as a player?
Well, you know, I mean, I've had experience all over the range of the different places to play hockey and stuff, and I feel like bringing to the table a little bit older than some of the guys and a little bit more experience and able to guide them, and at the same time I have guys above me who have played at much higher levels that are giving me feedback and guiding me to where I need to go. So, you know, this is one of the first teams I've been on where it's not just teammates that you're being with, you know, it's more, this is a family, you know. Not everybody always gets along, but, you know, that's what a family does, you know. And when it comes down to playing hockey together, we just do what we need to do. We come together, we play, and we got each other's backs the entire time.
That's awesome. And like you said, a family doesn't always get along. As somebody who has two younger brothers, I can definitely attest to that myself. You're not always going to have good moments, but you fight, you get through those as a family, and that's the way that the Cougars have felt, not just from the players, but even me as being a part of the Cougars organization, just as a broadcaster, I've always felt welcomed by everyone, and it's a very welcoming atmosphere that I think starts with you guys.
Right, right. You know, it's a great place to play. We got great facilities, Peter Center and that, and great ownership and everything. You know, it's been a great year, and, you know, I couldn't really ask for anything else. People will come together. We get decent fan base, and, you know, it's just an awesome time to play hockey.
Yeah, and it seems to be growing, too, the fan base, and maybe that's in part because of the winning and you guys playing so well. The last two games that I saw, the crowds have been getting bigger, which is nice to see, too, especially when you talk about it. You guys get to play in I think, one of the best places to play around, especially for junior hockey.
Right. And the one thing that I've kind of realized about this team is that we're very community-driven. You know, we're constantly out in the community trying to help, like, younger kids, or we're doing different activities here in different youth organizations, which has really driven the hockey community to be more aware of the Chicago Cougars. So that's what, I mean, for the past couple of home games, I mean, we've been getting a plethora of young hockey players that are kind of looking up to us as role models and stuff, and every single guy I can vouch for that can say that they're great role models for these young kids.
That's awesome. And for you personally, as far as it goes with your other experiences in junior hockey and even AAA hockey, is this on par from what you've seen before, or the Cougars, do they go above and beyond in that area with the community?
Definitely above and beyond. You know, I've been on a lot of teams where they can talk the talk. You know, you sign the contract team, they're like, you know, we're going to get involved in the community and all this jib-jab, you know, but the Chicago Cougars, we really got it set for us. You know, they have all these different activities for us to go to, and we were really immersed at the beginning of the season, but since we've been on the road so much, you don't have that much time. But as we've been home a lot more, there's more guys going out to youth skates and stuff, helping out with the teams around here.
Now, speaking of going out into the community, there's a really cool event coming up with the sled hockey. I think it's next Sunday is when it happens, that you guys will be actually playing some sled hockey teams. Now, for you, have you ever actually done anything with some sled hockey, or is that going to be your first experience?
I mean, this would be my first experience, and I'm actually absolutely stoked for this, you know. Just to be able to actually get down in the sled and be around all these kids that are doing this, it's something that I've never experienced or even thought of doing, and it's great that we're going to be able to have the whole team doing it.
Yeah, that's what I thought was one of the coolest things. I managed to catch, I think it was on NBC Sports, a little bit of a documentary that was done on the Team USA team. It's really competitive, the guys who are at the top for sled hockey, and a lot of them are former veterans and other things like that. It's really a cool way for you guys to give back, and it's not easy on the upper body, that's for sure.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
So have you been able to get in a sled yet before Sunday comes up? Are you guys going to get a chance to even just experience it before then?
I don't think so. We're just kind of going with the flow, and they're just be like, hey, man, you know, strap up here, and we're just going out. So, I mean, it's going to be a fun experience, and I think everybody's looking forward to it.
I think that's just going to be fun to watch just because guys are not going to be ready for how difficult it is. I've had a couple of people I know do it, and they're just like, yeah, you can try and prepare for it, but you can't really prepare for it.
Yeah, I have no idea. So, that's going to be a fun time.
Yeah, that's on the 31st, 2:30 p.m. if you want to go to the Sears Center Arena to go and watch the Chicago Cougars go play some sled hockey. And obviously there's some really good benefits to not just to watch the game. I think there's some raffles or something like that will be going on too during the game for people who want to go to it. To experience that too. So it'll be a fun event for people to go to. Brandon, let's get to know you a little bit better though. We know you're from Virginia, but that's about all we know. So tell us a little bit more about yourself. Obviously you told us a little bit about your hockey background, but outside of hockey, what does Brandon Furter do?
What do I do? I mean, I'm kind of trying to find who I am myself. This year's been a little bit of a struggle for me, you know, not getting a lot of ice time and stuff, and I've been have a lot of time to really think about what I'm going to be doing in the future. So I've been applying to different colleges and stuff like that, but I've been closer to the end of the season. I've been getting more ice time and trying to get the major love for this game back, and it's coming back, and you know, really aspiring to play at the next level. But I mean, outside of hockey, I'm huge into the arts. When I was in high school, I was doing ceramics and painting different things. I mean, it's a really great way to kind of get your head out of the stress of sports and school and just kind of decompress and stuff like that. So I've always been immersed in the arts. I mean, I'm a gym nut. You know, I love fitness, eating healthy and stuff like that. And the repercussions are amazing when it comes to playing on the ice. And it's just something that I've been always interested in. So hopefully a career in the future will have to do with, like, business and sort of fitness aspects, you know. But, I mean, not much to know about me. I mean, I love doing different things in the community. Love doing some nature stuff. And I'm basically a city guy, so 5 minutes from D.C., so, you know. It's always a good time.
Right, definitely. And it you get to come to Chicago too, so you still get that city feeling. Although where's your family at that you stay with? Are they more close to Chicago, or are they sort of near Hoffman Estates?
We're about 20 minutes from Hoffman Estates, so about, probably if you get on I-90, it's a 40-45 minute drive from my house to the center city. So it's not bad. I've taken some trips down there with some of the teammates and stuff, and love being down there. Love being out here. You know, it's a very suburban feeling, and that I'm used to. So it's just an awesome time.
Yeah, that's the nice thing too. The Cougars seem to do a really good job of making sure you guys from out of town feel at home with everything too. And I think that's just a testament to how well the team tries to do everything for you guys, and I think the results are showing, and it's also cool too to hear that you're kind of on a path that sounds similar to maybe what Brad Stouffer's is on, where that's a guy that you can take a lot from him with what he does. That sounds a lot like what you're maybe looking to do eventually.
Right.
Has he been a guy who's helped you out with that?
I mean, yeah, I mean, we have talks sometimes, but I mean, most of the time that we're always together, it's a grind, you know. We have team workouts 2 to 3 times a week, and he's been coordinating that. So he puts all of our workouts together. And, you know, the guys that put the effort in, you see tremendous results. And, you know, he went to BU, graduate school for nutrition and sports, fitness, which is where I applied to as well for undergrad. So, you know, a lot of things in common. Not too much time to talk about it.
That's all right. I'm sure he's a guy, though, if you approach him about it, he'll definitely be more than happy to help you out. I know that's for sure. I mean, just talk about Coach Stouffer's, just for you as a player, just developing, and obviously now you're starting to get more ice time, and to keep that going, what do you need to see from yourself to get more ice time and improve so that way you do get that time on the ice?
You know, it all comes down to the small things. You know, anybody who's at this level can play the game. That's obvious, but it has to do with what you do on the bench, on the ice, your attitude. It comes down to when you're scratched, what you're going to do with yourself from the time that you get to the rink to the time of the game. So when it comes to me, I do a workout in between, showing that you're still getting the motivation to do something instead of holding your head down, which I struggled with for a lot of part of the season because I wasn't getting a lot of ice time and I was kind of beating myself up over it. But I came to the point where I was like, hey, you know, you got to pick yourself up, be a role model, and just still love this game, you know. And coach has helped me out, you know. He's closer to a tier two type coach, where he won't approach you all the time, but if you approach him, he'll be more than happy to talk to you about anything you need to, which has helped me out. So I've gotten my head back on straight and, you know, looking forward to the rest of this season.
Yeah, and it's good, man, because it means we get to see you out more on the ice. So for us, we're more than happy to see that. Like I said, it was you could tell it was a big moment, not just for you, but I think the team was really happy for you too when you finally got that goal on that in the Decatur Blaze game, and we heard too about how you were actually telling your defensive partner at the time. I think I forget who it was who was out there with you. You were telling him to shoot, and then he passed it to you, and you had the lane.
Right. I mean, it's team camaraderie, and then biggest thing is communication. You know, my partner was Anthony Beltrame, and I actually saw the lane on the ice for him to shoot, and then he made the smarter move to move the puck over to me where I can open up a second lane and shoot into a screen, which I was able to thread the needle and get the puck in. So it was an ecstatic time for me, and I had a huge smile on my face, and I'm pretty sure everybody else enjoyed it as well.
Well, the good thing is that hopefully this is not the end for it for you, that this is just the beginning. We haven't really talked about the style of game you play as a defenseman, so I want to ask you that question. How do you see yourself as a defenseman? What sort of mold do you put yourself in?
You know, that's a question a lot of people ask me. I have always been a very speedy guy on the ice. I have a lot of speed, so I've always been more of a two-way player. So the past couple of years, I've been switching between defenseman and center. But being a defenseman is more of my niche. So, you know, when I get the chance to, I'll be able to rush a puck, just like my other partner, Hunter Shiffman. He's also a great, great two-way player. So, you know, I love being more of the offensive side, but then I'm able to close the gaps and stuff on the defensive end.
Yeah, and we've seen that through these last couple of games. And you talked about Hunter Shiffman. And just talk about you guys as a group defensively. How is it the group in helping each other out and helping yourselves get better? Because obviously you're all playing, and of course you're competing for ice time, but you're all also part of a team. How is that aspect of it for you?
You know, honestly, this is probably one of the best defensive group of guys I've ever played with. And it was really hard to crack the lineup at the beginning of the season, especially when we had Ryan Hutchinson and then Willie DeRemus as well. We had a very, very strong defensive end and, you know, great group of guys. Unfortunately, we lost Ryan Hutchinson and Willie DeRemus, but, you know, all of us have come together. We work hard during practice, and then it's repercussions that you see during games.
Yeah, the players it just continue to develop, and everybody seems to be getting better, and that's the nice thing too. You have a new guy in there who he's not a natural defenseman, but he's been playing defense for you guys, Mike Sullivan. How has that been, getting a guy who is a captain at the next level? How is it having him in that mix-up now? And just obviously he's played a bit some forward, some defense for you guys, trying to get back into shape. Talk about his contribution just as a new guy, because, yeah, he hasn't been here long, but he's a guy who's seen a lot.
You know, speaking of Mike Sullivan, he's been probably the inspiration and motivational drive that I've needed to finish out this season. He's been a mentor for me and just an overall great guy. He came into our locker room with a smile on his face, and with the stuff he's been through, it's been an inspiration to me. And, you know, he's the type of guy that you can go to and he'll wear his heart on his sleeve and just kind of carry this team. And really, he was kind of the meshing factor that we needed with the Cougars that's going to finish the season out.
That's awesome. That's a really cool story here.
Fantastic guy.
That is really cool. You know, we haven't, I know we've had him for one of our intermission interviews for a couple minutes on the ice, but you can't really get to know a guy like that. When we get to talk with you guys like this, I really like it because we really get to know you guys more, and it's fun getting to know you guys because everybody on this team, like you said, is a really good guy and a role model for kids who are wanting to get to this point or even past this point. So it's always fun having you guys come in and talk, not just about yourselves, but about each other, because there's always good things to be said. And, you know, you can feel that it's not it feels genuine. It doesn't feel like you're forcing things to say that. And to hear that about Mike Sullivan, too, a guy who I'm sure we'll get to talk to eventually, it's always good to hear those things. So it's been fun, Brandon. I really enjoy talking to you here today. Obviously, hope to see you out on the ice a little bit more with the last couple of games we've got coming up before playoffs, and hope that you can stay in that lineup and earn your spot, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it. You know, be at practice and all that stuff. Have a game tonight against NIU, and you know, just trying to enjoy the rest of the season as much as we can.
Right, definitely. Thanks for coming on, and we look forward to seeing you. I think we got the games this weekend, so we'll look to see you then.
Awesome, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right, thank you very much. That was Brandon Furter of the Chicago Cougars here on Chicago Cougars All Access. We will take a timeout, and then we'll be back in just a little bit. We've got head coach and general manager Brad Stouffer's coming onto the line.